are back here Friday, June 19th, 2020, 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. You're tuned in to On the Air here on WWGH Radio. Now, we have some really, really late-breaking news here today. Stewart's Root Beer has donated four free prizes that we can give away for these questions over the next hour here. We have a free half gallon. I guess that's of whatever ice cream you would like or whatever ice cream they have over there. A 32-ounce float, a curly fry, and one piece of strawberry pie. Those are now our prizes for the answers to these questions. Now, the great thing about this is you don't have to come here and pick these up, and you'll be able to use them today. All you have to do is give me your name when you answer the question correctly and tell me which prize you won, and I will send that right over to Stewart's, and you will be able to go over and pick that up today. So it's a free half gallon, 32-ounce float, curly fry, and one piece of strawberry pie. Now, don't start Googling these, because I will know that you have started to Google if we start getting correct answers immediately. So, no Google. Let's be on the honor system here and see if we can get these right and give these four prizes away as we head into the big Father's Day weekend. Wouldn't that be great? I don't know if Stewart's is open on Father's Day or not. If they're listening over there, let me know if you're open on Father's Day. Probably the day before. Probably tomorrow. I'm sure you're open. But what a great thing to take Dad out and give him a half gallon of ice cream or a float or a curly fry or a piece of that delicious strawberry pie. So the four questions on the table right now. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? According to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of chain stores? What is Ed Berners best known for creating? That's B-E-R-N-E-R-S. Berners or Berners? Berners? I think it's Berners. Or would Berners be with a U? It's Berners or Berners. Obviously so famous, his name is not forgotten. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? And which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S.? Those are the questions. The prizes are on the table. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we have one of each of these prizes. So, if you get it right, you'll pick your prize, and that prize will go off the table. Remember, a free half gallon of ice cream, 32-ounce float, curly fry, and one piece of strawberry pie over at Stewart's Root Beer. So those are the questions, and those are the prizes. 740-383-9944, 20 minutes past the hour here. We've had some guesses on the cake thing. Let's see if this is a right answer. Go ahead, caller.
Did you ever get the answer to the Dairy Queens around?
No, I did not get the answer to the Dairy Queen.
The only one I'm thinking of is Texas.
Texas, yes, it is Texas. The most number of Dairy Queen franchises is in Texas. There are 600 stores in Texas alone, along with 5,700 other locations. So a lot of Dairy Queens.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of Dairy Queens around the United States. All right, which prize would you like?
Would you go over them again, please?
Oh, the prizes? Yeah. It's a free half gallon of ice cream, a 32-ounce float, an order of curly fries, or a piece of strawberry pie.
I'll take the half gallon.
The half gallon. And what's your name, sir?
Roger.
Roger. What's your last name, just so they don't get confused over there, Roger?
Edler.
Roger Edler.
E-D-L-E-R.
Well, I tell you, Roger, anytime after probably noon today, I'll send your name over there, and you can go over and get your ice cream.
Okay, that's fine. Thanks for your being on the air.
Well, no problem at all. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Thanks, Roger. Bye bye. Roger Edler gets the free half gallon of ice cream over at Stewart's by answering the question. According to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of chain stores? That is Texas. 600 stores in Texas alone, with 5,700 other locations. Now, awful hot and dusty down in Texas. And apparently they're having a coronavirus outbreak down there at this particular point, along with Alabama and there's another state having that, Arizona, I think, at this point. Go ahead, caller. Give that to me again. What was that? Oh, the ice cream cone. Ed Berners. Ed Berners, let me check here. No, he did not invent the ice cream cone, but that's a good guess. Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Ed. Ed Berners did not invent the ice cream cone, but that's a very good guess. Let's see here. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? What did Ed Berners invent? Does anybody know that? And what American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S.? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we'll see if you get the right answer. Now, remember, Roger Edler's already got the half gallon of ice cream from Stewart's, but we've got the 32-ounce float, the order of curly fries, and the piece of strawberry pie still on the table today. Let's see if this is a right answer. Go ahead, caller.
Did he invent ginger oil?
He did not invent. No, he did not invent ginger ale, but that's a good guess. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that Berners, because of Berners ginger ale. I got it now. See, it took a minute. Took a minute for the synapse to click in there. But yes, no, he did not invent Berners ginger ale, but that's a good guess. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? That's what we want to know. You'll be able to tell all your friends tonight if we get this right. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? What American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and novelties in the U.S.? And who made that big ice cream cake? Who got the big ice cream cake that is in the Guinness Book of World Records as of 2004? 740-383-9944, 32-ounce float, curly fries, and one piece of strawberry pie still remain on the table from Stewart's Root Beer, and we thank them so much for giving us those prizes. And again, you don't have to pick those up here. We'll take your name, and you can go over to Stewart's after 1 o'clock today and get your prize. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, first I'd like to say hi to my stepson, Roger Edwards, just called in about the ice cream trivia.
Oh, your stepson won the ice cream.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. Hi, Roger. Berners invented Berners ginger ale, so he invented the Boston Cooler, I think that's what you're looking for.
Now, what is the Boston Cooler? Is that where they put all the dead bodies in Boston?
Yeah, right. No, it's vanilla ice cream with Berners ginger ale.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, you ought to try it. It's great.
So it's called the Boston Cooler?
Boston Cooler.
Now, can you buy that outside of Boston?
No, it's a drink you make yourself.
Oh, you do it? Okay, so you take ginger ale?
Yeah, it's not sold at the, counters.
Right.
You buy Berners ginger ale.
Right.
And vanilla ice cream, and you put a couple scoops of vanilla ice cream in a glass and pour Berners over. You ought to try it. It is fantastic.
That's interesting. So basically like a root beer float with ginger ale.
Yeah, yeah. But the Berners ginger ale is the best ginger ale there is.
You know what? Maybe tonight when I'm on the air here from 8 to 10, maybe I'll have one of those. We'll knock back some Boston Coolers tonight on the air.
Yeah, you'll love it, I know.
Hey, what sounds good. It doesn't sound bad. And I'm not a big ginger ale person, but, hey, I might go for that. But
it's distinctive. It's not like Canada Dry or any of these other things. Just Berners is this very distinctive taste.
You know, you are. It's not like generic ginger ale. You're right.
No. Yeah. It's aged in wood. It's been made in Detroit for, I don't know, 100 years probably.
You know, they say ginger ale and ginger will settle your stomach if you're upset.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a good... I don't know how the ice cream is going to figure into that, but it might work.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately... Now, Ed Berner, he might have created that, to be honest, but he... Something even more popular than that.
Yeah, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's V-E-R?
No, see, I think that's where we're... it's Berner. B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Berner.
Okay, I heard it as Berner.
Right.
Okay.
B-E-R-N-E-R-S.
Okay. All right. Well,
hey, thank you for calling.
I misunderstood you.
No, no problem. Hey, we learned something together.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have you ever had a Boston cooler? No? That's very different. But, hey, maybe we'll try them here tonight on the show. All you need is some ginger ale and some vanilla ice cream. Sounds pretty good to me tonight. That would liven up that show tonight, 8 to 10. We'll get some Boston coolers. Drink famous in Boston. All right, we've still got the three prizes here, 27 minutes past the hour. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? We still don't have that one. We don't know what Ed Berner created. Now, remember, that's Berner, B-E-R-N-E-R-S, Ed Berners. What was he best known for creating? Remember, ice cream is the topic. Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the United States? Does anybody know what company that is? Now, I'll throw in another question here because we got the Dairy Queen question. According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in 2003? Now, I would guess this is probably the same state every year. There might be a little derivation, but this quiz was probably made up in 2003, but according to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the U.S. in 2003? You got a 1 in 50 chance on that one, just like the Dairy Queen question. According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States in 2003? 740-383-9944, 28 and a half minutes past the hour. We've still got the 32-ounce float from Stewart's. We've got the order of curly fries. And we've got the piece of strawberry pie, which you can get as of 1 o'clock today. How about that? 740-383-9944. And Roger Edler got the free half gallon. I don't know what flavors they have over at Stewart's. Probably vanilla, chocolate. I don't know if they have strawberry over there or not. They might. I think they have strawberry sundaes, although McDonald's has discontinued theirs. 29 minutes, 20 seconds past the hour, coming up on the break here. At half past the hour. Does anybody know which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? Does anybody know what Mr. Berners, Ed Berners, created that has to do with ice cream? Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream in the United States? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'll be back here momentarily on WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
One. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Well... We're back, and I thought that break was longer because I just put some food in my mouth. Somebody brought me a Dilly Bar here at the station, and Dilly Bars are delicious, by the way. I have not had a Dilly Bar. I don't know if I've ever had a Dilly Bar, to be honest with you, now that I'm eating one, but they are very, very good. A delicious Dilly Bar. I think there's a nut in this. I don't want it to melt all over the microphone here. So, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Help me out, since I'm trying to eat a dilly bar, and I don't want it to melt on the air here. This package is interesting. Dilly bar. You can have chocolate, butterscotch, or cherry. Now, I have the traditional chocolate dilly bar. 740-383-9944. What company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? What is Ed Berners best known for creating? What American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S.? According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in 2003? Now, don't forget, we do have prizes on the table here today. We do have a 32-ounce float from Stewart's. We do have a curly fry. And we have a piece of strawberry pie. Although, I don't have a piece of strawberry pie. This is the whole thing. I don't have a piece of strawberry pie. I've been trying to get one for a while. But I got a dilly bar. So, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, because I'm going to take another bite of this dilly bar. Boy, that's good. You know, sometimes ice cream just hits the spot on a long day like this when you're on the air for 5 hours. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, here's the thing. I would not say that I'm cheap or on the take, but I do like when people give a gift. See, I think no matter how small the gift, whether it's a dilly bar or it's, you know, the Queen's jewels, I think the fact that people care enough to do it without asking, that's awful nice. Don't you think giving a gift is nice? 740-383-9944. I think giving is caring. Oh, I might trademark that. Giving is caring. I'm going to take another bite of the dilly bar, by the way. So call in, help me out here so I can eat this dilly bar, if you have anything to say. 740-383-9944, or you have a trivia question you would like to answer. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. You know, I'm not sure how you eat the center of this dilly bar, because it's on the stick. Doesn't that sound good? This is the most delicious ice cream. There's something about the ice cream over there. I don't know what it is. That is just highly, highly delicious. I think that's why those blizzards are so good. That's good. See, I got a big piece there. Don't mind me. Just having a little snack here. Enjoying myself. If you're out there, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, most radio hosts would stop the show and just eat the dilly bar. Not me. I figure let's do them simultaneously. If you cannot multitask, you should get out of the business. You got to be able to multitask. And tonight from 8 to 10 on Friday Night Live, we're going to be knocking back Boston coolers. Yeah, isn't that going to be something? Holy... Now, who do you think's going to win that contest? Who do you think can put away more Boston coolers tonight from 8 to 10? That's going to be a trip. Tonight's going to be a fun night in general. I have the high feeling that tonight's going to be a fun night in general. There's not any... I don't think any rain in the forecast. I think it's going to be generally a fun night. We're going to have a fun time all around, and we're going to have a lot of stories to tell you tonight on the air. Unbelievable stories as we knock back Boston coolers. Uh-oh, I just about lost a little bit of the ice cream there. Phone lines remain open. 740-383-9944. That's good. Wow. I got a lot of ice cream in that bite. This would be a good point if I had a co-host, but I could take a little break here. But, you know, I didn't want the dilly bar to melt. So what can you do? Okay, I think I got it all gone now. That was delicious. Good stuff. Oh, and I want to say, the person who brought the Dilly Bar, by the way, was... apparently I'm going to be here with a lightweight tonight. Then I'm definitely going to win our drinking contest. You know, but I think they might be namby-pamby. I can see this person, like... You know how you nurse a drink? They might take a drink and, you know, like, take one drink and be like, "Woo, I've had enough." You know how they are? They're not going to be cannonballing them, as they say. But that deli bar was good. All right. You still out there? After listening to me eat a deli bar? What do we got here? We got trivia questions. That's what we got. All right. By the way, I think I fixed my problem from earlier on, so I'm happy with that at this particular juncture. I think that's all good. All right. Oh, boy. Now we get the... I'm done with my deli bar, and now we get a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
I wonder if that Boston cooler would be as good with ginger beer.
You know, you wonder. I it sounds delicious. Have you ever heard of that thing? I've never heard of that.
Foot beer floats or Coke floats, but no. I like ginger ale. I never had a ginger ale float.
Well, I mean, this is something, obviously, tonight on the program here from 8 to 10 with Bailey tonight. I think it's going to be interesting.
Well, get you some ginger beer. That's alcohol.
But you got to knock them back. I think that's how you make a ginger. It's going to be good. But here's what I think. I think Bailey's a lightweight. I think she's one of those people. I think she'll come in and she'll, like, sip it. And then she'll be like, "Oh, you know, I've had enough," you know, to kind of keep her composure.
Well, ginger ale is not alcoholic.
Right, but we'll spice that up tonight.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but I can see it.
Left over?
What's that?
You got some of the moonshine left over?
You know what? I think we cleaned out the moonshine last Christmas. I don't think there's a drop of that to be found anywhere. Now, fruitcake, we've got that by the truckload left.
Oh. Well, you should have buried it with Charlie.
You know what? We might take it over there. He can have it.
He could eat it in the afterlife.
Oh, my goodness. It'll be here forever, that's for sure.
I imagine.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, thanks.
Bye-bye.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, goodness. Well, I'm hearing from Bailey now that she is a lightweight. But, you know, here's the thing. Even the lightweights, it's all about your constitution, I think, when it comes to alcohol. It's all about what you can handle. It's not so much about your body weight. But I can see her being a little namby-pamby about the whole thing. That's fine. I don't mind a little namby-pamby, but we'll find out tonight, 8 to 10. I expect tonight to be fun with her because we have a whole little sequence of events tonight going on. Apparently. I don't know if we'll get it done or not. We run into disasters all the time. But I'm hoping for a fun night. Let me tell you that. 8 to 10 here on this station tonight. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What else do we got here? What company set the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? We don't have that yet. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? What American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S.? And according to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the U.S. in 2003? 740-383-9944. Now, we do have three prizes left from Stewart's Root Beer. We haven't given away any of the three yet. We have the 32-ounce float. We have the curry order of curly fries, which are delicious. And we have the strawberry pie, the one piece of strawberry pie. All those prizes left to go here. 41 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 4 minutes left to go in this segment, and then we've got a whole other segment left, but where are you trivia goers today? Now, remember, you don't have to come in and get these prizes. All you got to do is call in. We'll give you the name. We'll give the name to the people over at Stewart's, and then you can go over there and pick up your prize this afternoon. You don't have to come to the radio station at all. 740-383-9944. Can anybody tell me what the Jersey is famous for selling? Now, I just had one of the Dairy Queen Dilly Bars, so I know what they're famous for, the old Dilly Bars. But I don't know the other place, Jersey, is famous for. So, I'm waiting to hear. Maybe, if I'm going to the Jersey, what do I want to get? What is the item I want to pick up if I'm going over to the Jersey? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. You know, I was just thinking, if Bailey's a lightweight in the Boston coolers, if she's a lightweight, she'll probably drink one and fall fast asleep. And then what we can do is we can take a Sharpie that we have here, and we can draw a mustache on her, and we can draw, like, anger lines on her forehead, and we can paint the tip of her nose, and then we can take a picture of her and post that on Facebook. See, that's what you do with lightweights. And we'll say, this is what happens when you have one too many Boston coolers. Or in her case, we can say, this is what happens when you have a Boston cooler. Lights out. So she might only be around for like the first 15 minutes of the show. As far as I know tonight, that could happen. Well, now, see, here's the thing. What happens to a lightweight when they drink too much? Now, see, that's an interesting question. How does it manifest itself? Some people do fall asleep. Some people get angry. Some people get gregarious. How does it affect? What's the effect on a lightweight? How do you know if they've had one too many? What happens? Now, a lot of people I know fall asleep. I bet she falls asleep. I bet we could paint those whiskers on, paint the nose, paint the anger lines in her forehead, and take a picture of it. That's going to be something, wouldn't it? That'll be brilliant. It's going to be a thing tonight. You're not going to want to miss it, and you're not going to want to miss us on the other side of this short but very important, I guarantee you, very important, one-minute break here on your Dilly Bar station, WWGH Radio. Charlie, rumor has it, one year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here. It is currently Friday, June the 19th, 46 minutes past the hour. You're tuned in to WWGH Radio. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we are going to have Exchange Club the next hour. But it will be a little different Exchange Club today, because we're going to do a little different, we're going to do it a little differently today. It'll be me here, and we'll see how that goes. because it's going to be a fascinating time. Because I think we're going to continue on with this trivia. Wow. Can't even speak. Trivia. What company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? What is Ed Berners best known for creating? What American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and novelties in the United States? According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States in 2003? Does anybody know the answers to any of these questions? 740-383-9944. We've got a 32-ounce float from Stewart's Root Beer. We've got an order of curly fries. We've got one piece of strawberry pie. And again, you don't have to come here to pick up your prize. All you got to do is answer the question right and tell me which prize you like, and we will make sure that they know over there. And after 1 o'clock today, you can go over and get your prize. So the return of prizes here on WWGH Radio today. And we've all learned how to make a Boston cooler, which is ginger ale and vanilla ice cream. And tonight, here on this station, from 8:10 to 10 p.m., Bailey Hunt, Bales, myself will be here tonight, and apparently we'll be having Boston coolers. And we're going to find out that Bailey is a lightweight, is what I understand. And we're going to find out what happens to a lightweight when they've exceeded their lightweightness. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so I got the answer, but you say we're not allowed to Google.
Well, you know, I really don't want to set the bar too high. I mean, we've been a while here without a correct answer.
Carvel.
Carvel. You are now. Have you ever heard of Carvel?
Heck no.
But you've heard of Blue Bunny.
I guess you're the only one that hasn't heard of Blue Bunny.
I hate to tell you this, but the person who brought me the Dilly Bar said, "What was that? I've never heard of Blue Bunny."
They've never heard of Blue Bunny?
Never heard of Blue Bunny.
Oh man.
Isn't that? I tell you, it's not a thing.
Oh, and this definitely is a thing.
I don't know.
It now, is. The name came from, they had a name, this ice cream, apparently people were going into the ice cream making business, and they had a name contest, like, you know, like you sort of were doing for the radio show, where you could, like, submit your favorite, you know, name for this particular ice cream. And this man submitted that because there was a blue bunny, and it was in the window of some shop, some store, and his son always, you know, made over this blue bunny every time they went by there. The guy called in and said blue bunny, and it stuck. Now, you think I can make all that up, Scott?
Well, see, that sounds a little shaky to me. I just don't know if that's...
Oh, Scott, you're just trying to get me going. I know you.
No. So, we have...
Next thing, you'll be doing more blasphemy talking bad about the fruitcake.
Oh, did you hear we had some left?
I got you all figured out, Scott.
Did you hear we had some left up here? we're currently using them for doorstops.
Well, call Blue Bunny and suggest that as a new flavor. Fuzzy fruitcake.
Fuzzy. All fruitcakes are fuzzy because nobody eats them.
Oh, they are not. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Goodbye, Scott.
Did you want a prize?
No.
No? Oh, my goodness. We've angered a caller. Listen, fruitcakes are awful. I can't tell a lie about the fruitcakes. All right, we've still got prizes here, and we've still got trivia questions that need to be answered. But yes, it's Carvel. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? It was the Carvel Company. Now, here it is. The giant confection displayed at Union Square Park in New York weighed 12,096 pounds, was 19 feet wide, 2 feet high. It took 75 minutes to make and 54 people to build and assemble it. Whew, that's big food. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
The answer on the ice cream that was most produced is Ohio.
Ohio. It's not Ohio, but that's a good guess.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Ohio. How about that? But can you imagine that Carvel cake? It weighed 12,096 pounds. How did anybody weigh that thing? The largest ice cream cake ever. 2004, the big Carvel company, 12,096 pounds, 19 feet wide, 2 feet high, 75 minutes to make, and 54 people to build and assemble. And Carvel holds the record. Now, if you want to set your sights high, just build a cake bigger than that. All right. What do we got here? Okay, we still don't know. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? We still don't know that question. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the United States? Does anybody know? According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the U.S. in 2003? Which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States in 2003? And we'll add another question since we got the largest cake question out of the way. Which ice cream brand is known for creating distinctive flavors and indulgent tastes, as well as claiming to introduce the world to the first ice cream bar for the grown-up palate? There was a lot to that, wasn't there? Which ice cream brand is known for creating distinctive flavors and indulgent tastes, as well as claiming to introduce the world to the first ice cream bar for the grown-up palate? Which company is that? According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in 2003? Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream in the U.S.? What did Ed Berners create? Go ahead, caller.
Would that be Ben and Jerry?
Ben and Jerry. Let's see here. On the that last question? It's not Ben and Jerry's.
Okay.
Now,
because they have really, really unique, different flavors.
There's a lot in that question, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Indulgent taste and distinctive flavors.
All right.
Well, do you know what the Jersey... What's the Jersey sell that's popular?
I can't tell you.
I have no idea.
When I go to the ice cream stores, I just get chocolate.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go down there and see what they sell.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then let us know.
I'll let everybody know. Thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Does anybody want these prizes? We've got good prizes here. We've got a piece of strawberry pie, an order of curly fries, a 32-ounce float from Stewart's Root Beer. And we don't have the answers to our questions yet. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be Baskin-Robbins?
Let's see here. Baskin-Robbins. It is not Baskin-Robbins, but that's a good guess.
I want to tell you the best ice cream bar that was ever made in the United States for an adult or a child was Isley's Klondike right here in Marion.
Oh, it definitely was. Now, do you think they taste like the Klondikes that are still sold in the stores?
No, they were a lot better than what you get today.
Totally different. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
It's a little different taste, that's for sure. Maybe tonight we'll get it'll be like an ice cream night here on Friday Night Live from 8 to 10. We'll knock back Boston Coolers, and we'll also have Klondike bars. Because Marion and the Klondike go hand in hand because of Isley's. It could be a very interesting night here. And like I say, we're going to paint Bailey's face up when she passes out from being a lightweight. Now, we've still got our prizes here. We've got the 32-ounce float, the curly fries, the one piece of strawberry pie, all from Stewart's. We thank them. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? We still don't know that. Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S.? According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in 2003? Which ice cream brand is known for creating distinctive flavors and indulgent taste, as well as claiming to introduce the world to the first ice cream bar for the grown-up palate? 740-383-9944. We've got about 3 minutes left in this segment. You can get yourself a 32-ounce float from Stewart's, an order of curly fries, one piece of strawberry pie. All you got to do is call in with the right answer. 740-383-9944. And remember, we are going to have an edition of Exchange Club coming up next, but it'll be a little different today. It'll be me flying solo, giving away prizes, and having fun. So we'll continue this, and since we've only given away one prize in the last hour, we'll still have three to go. And I want to thank Jeff Ruth for dropping off that Dilly Bar. That Dilly Bar was delicious. Go get yourself a Dilly Bar today. I don't know how much a Dilly Bar costs. There's no receipt or anything with this. But apparently they do come in three flavors. How about that? They come in chocolate, butterscotch, and cherry. That's how you can get your Dilly Bars. Chocolate, butterscotch, and cherry. What do you think? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. I can give you a paper to a Dilly Bar. No, we've got much better gifts. We've got the Stewart's Root Beer 32-ounce float. We've got the curly fries. We've got the strawberry pie. Does anybody know what Ed Berner is best known for creating? B-E-R-N-E-R-S. Ed Berners. What did he create? Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream? Those are things we all want to know. Go ahead, caller.
How about Häagen-Dazs? They have weird flavors, too.
Häagen-Dazs, you're exactly right.
All right!
Yes, yes, the ice cream brand best known for creating distinctive flavors and indulgent taste, as well as claiming to introduce the world to the first ice cream bar and grown-up palate, is Häagen-Dazs.
I don't know about their ice cream bar. I just know they have weird flavors, and they're expensive.
They are. Now, would you like the 32-ounce float, the curly fries, or the one piece of strawberry pie?
I'll do the strawberry pie for my husband.
All right. And you will be able to go over there and give him your name today after 1 o'clock.
After 1.
All
right. Do that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, we did get the answer there. It was Häagen-Dazs. Which ice cream brand is known for distinctive flavors and indulgent taste? That is Häagen-Dazs. So we've got Roger Edler gets the free half gallon, and Mary Bickley gets the strawberry pie, the one piece of strawberry pie. But we've still got another hour here. We've got the 32-ounce float and the order of curly fries coming up right after this. A whole nother hour. Don't go away.
P. Marion, Ohio, the talking place. The legendary star of the Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything. Which most parents, all the kids wanted a Garrett. Well, she's real.